Now, a great deal of debate circles around whether access to menstrual products should be considered a right rather than a luxury. Look, even just last month in Australia, the Senate voted down a proposal to remove the GST on tampons, pads and liners, a tax that I should point out doesn't apply to, for example, condoms. Now, the debate tends to be split down the line of people who need the products and the people who don't have a clue what the hell they're talking about, if you ask me. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Scotland. And Scotland has recently gone a step further than the rest of the world and become the first country to trial the provision of free sanitary products to low-income women. Government is currently funding a pilot scheme doing just this in Aberdeen. Now, Rochelle Courtenay is the founder of Share the Dignity. It's an Australian charity which provides free sanitary products to homeless women. Rochelle, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in the with the trial in Aberdeen?
Yeah, so the Scottish Government has granted £42,500, which is about, in our money, about £70,000 as part of the trial in Aberdeen. And Aberdeen have about 210,000 people, and half of them obviously women. So it's a six-month pilot that they're estimating will support about 1,000 women and girls. So it will be run by a charity who runs surplus food networks or food care programs like we have here. And $70,000 only buys really about 14,000 packs of pads and tampons. So if you, whilst it's a great program, I'm not knocking it on the head, I'm saying it is fabulous, and it'd be great if the government also gave us $70,000 to put towards it. But 14,000 packets of pads and tampons will see 7,000 women sorted for 1 month, or 1,160 sorted for 6 months. So you can see, you know, it is a solution, a semi-solution. It's a six-month trial. But it's not going to help everybody, and it's not going to last forever. It's not like you're giving a woman a warm jacket and it keeps her warm for years. It's a monthly problem.
What's the impact on a woman for a lack of access to these products?
Well, you know, the impact can be started when you look right back at school. So we have girls in Melbourne, we have girls in Brisbane and Sydney who can't go to school, who don't go to school because their families can't afford the basic of necessities. Now, what kind of impact does that have every month when a girl is missing 1 day, 2 days or 3 days because of due to her period? What's that impact? We don't even know what that impact would have. You compare that young girl who's not going to school for 2 or 3 days out of a month and then the girl whose family can afford it and goes to school every day. You know, what's that impact on, one, on their dignity, two, on their education and their future health and wealth, I suppose.
Is this struggle for accessing hygiene products a big problem across Australia?
Yeah, you know, when I started Share Dignity 2 years ago, I really thought that the problem was for homeless women and women who fled domestic violence. So we have 85,000 women who used homelessness services last year, which is an awful lot of women.
That is a lot.
It's an awful lot of women. I went to the New South Wales State of Origin, and I sat with a complete gulp in my throat looking at the amount of people sitting at that stadium, and that's how many women fronted up for services, for homelessness services last year.
Wow.
Now, sanitary items are the last thing to be asked for by women because they simply won't ask for them. You know, and again, 85,000 women by 12 months is an awful lot of pads and tampons that's needed. But the problem doesn't just stop with homelessness. We're helping homeless women who are homeless for many reasons. We're helping women who fled domestic violence. We're helping drought-stricken farming communities where mums are having to teach daughters how to use cut-up towels to deal with their period. We're helping remote Indigenous communities where they're having to pay $11 for a packet of pads and tampons, where in Brisbane or Queensland, they're $5 a packet. It's ridiculous. And so they just simply can't afford it, so they go without. And they're using makeshift pads and really unhygienic and wholly inadequate ways of dealing with their periods. So you can see the problem is so much greater than we ever imagined. And we've probably collected 650,000 packets of pads and tampons since we started Share the Dignity, which is phenomenal. But we have an August drive coming up, and we don't have a packet of pads and tampons in our shed that we can actually send out to anyone right now until we've done our August campaign.
What is there a solution? I mean, should we be making these free to people, like all women?
I don't think that will ever pass. I think that there should not be GST on the items.
No.
Items are a are a basic human right. It's a part of, you know, UN Women's Congress, who said it's a basic human right to have sanitary items. So taxing our sanitary items is not fair. It's not right. So that then takes away 10%, which makes it a little bit more affordable. But, you know, we're talking, we've probably collected $10 million worth of products for people who can't afford it. It's a little ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Yeah. So we're also just installing Dignity vending machines into some poverty-stricken schools, some homeless hubs. So those machines are designed to give a period pack out to women and girls in need, so they don't actually even have to go up to the counter and ask. So whilst we may collect pads and tampons, we have them for them, but there's still that shame and that stigma behind periods that people still won't even go up and ask, you know. So girls will just miss school because they won't go to the office and ask for them. So now we're installing them in those poverty-stricken schools where we know that 40%, 50% of the families are on, you know, welfare, and it's not a high priority.
Do you think that stigma is contributing to the difficulty of political debate around changing the costing?
Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with men.
No, nothing.
Do you know what I mean? But, you know, if you don't get your period, you came from someone who did, you know, or you're likely to be married to somebody who, or you've got daughters, it's really a society's issue. It's not just a female's issue. It's a disgrace that it didn't just get passed. It's a disgrace that we're still having this conversation in Australia. You know, the lucky country, the fair country.
Rochelle, back to Aberdeen. Do you think that if this pilot campaign works a bit and if the government's willing to chip in more money than they have, this could be something for other countries to look at?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a great start. I mean, you just don't, I think they probably don't realise the enormity of the problem. And whilst you've got to start somewhere, you know, they're starting somewhere. When I did my first drive, I collected 450 packets of pads and tampons. I was high-fiving. We were high-fiving ourselves all over the place. We thought that was fabulous. So you just got to start somewhere.
Now,
so I just hate to see it pulled after a six-month trial.
Yeah, we'd like to see it extend beyond the pilot. You have mentioned you've got an August drive coming up. If people want to help out, what can they do for Share the Dignity?
Well, there's a few things that they can do. They can use their voice and talk about it today. So have a conversation. You never know, that next person you may be having a conversation with may be able to buy 10 packets of pads or tampons. So have a conversation. We have about 2,500 collection points across Australia in every Terry White Kmart store, in every Fernwood Fitness Brazilian Beauty. And you can all go to the website, www.sharethedignity.com.au, and find your local collection point and pick up a packet of pads or tampons and pop them in the box. Or if you can't do that and you're time poor, just head to the website and give her the price of your cup of coffee today. And that really does give dignity back to another woman in need.
Rochelle Courtenay, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for talking about it.
Well, thank you. Rochelle Courtenay is the founder of Aussie charity Share the Dignity. We will have a link to that up on the 2SER.com website if you do want to help out. And we were just talking then about, of course, the pilot scheme in Aberdeen providing free sanitary products to women of low income. Could it go beyond pilot? Sounds like we certainly hope so.